Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The CEO and co-founder of Epistemics, John Cordier, originally from Erie, PA. John, welcome to KDK Radio.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
I know people are going to be leaning on your technology because as we try to figure out more and more how to open up America and sporting events, tell us what Epistemics does.
So we're a modeling company where we simulate the spread of contagions, and like any contagion, it'd be an infectious disease. So we recreate the epidemic, and then we can look at the social dynamics around it. So as you guys have probably been following, there's different things to consider when we're looking at preventative measures such as closing schools, people not going into the workplace, not having large events. But now that we're getting towards the second half of the epidemic and getting into the management phase, there's now the art of trying to figure out, well, how do we begin facing back into what was normal? And what our company does is we look at what is the impact of opening schools or different schedules for people returning to the workplace, or if we're going to have events, what sort of capacity can we have events at based on how many people in the population have immunity, whether from previously being infected or from getting the vaccine. So most of the work that we're doing now seems to be, if we open schools, if the vaccine rollout continues to go on, how many people can safely begin attending events to keep the threshold of new infections below a certain level.
That's interesting. So, we can come out of our hole now slowly after being holed up in our homes for a year. What kind of information are you using to come up with your statistics or your theories?
Mm-hmm. So every single location across the U.S. is going to be in a different stage of the epidemic. So it hit some places sooner than others. So the way that we calibrate or level set for each new location is we look at the number of cases, the number of hospitalizations, the number of deaths that have happened in that area. And from there, we're able to look at how many people are there, how many people have been vaccinated thus far. And based on that information, we're able to understand what level of immunity that population has. And then based on the immunity, we can look at, what if we begin opening events of certain sizes? What if we open schools? What if people want to begin going back to the workplace in phases?
This is a question that people are asking, as you know, every single day. Where we're talking to John Cordier, who is the CEO, co-founder of Epistemics. So who are some of your clients? Who's reaching out to you right now to try to figure out how to safely start opening up more?
So we have a pretty broad mix right now. So we have some states, we have health systems. Yesterday I was on with Visit Pittsburgh and the Sports Exhibition Authority. We had a couple contacts from the NFL. We had a group out of the Super Bowl that was looking at some information that we were able to provide. So right now it seems like groups in cities that are looking at what is the timing of opening up our events? So there's a couple National Association of City and County Health Officials, because those are the people really on the front lines of trying to make this decision.
And the mantra we've all heard over and over again was follow the science, follow the science, follow the science. although a lot of the decisions were based on emotion or not necessarily science, just theory. How do you feel authorities have approached the pandemic, and what would you have done differently?
So that's a really good question. So I'd say each state or each county that has had somebody look at this, they definitely have had the science, but a lot of cases there have been kind of that gut reaction. Our approach is always to help these decision makers understand the impacts of the different decisions they can make. So the epidemic, we're able to show how it's spreading, and then to show if they make one decision over another, what are the probable outcomes that could happen. So I would say in some states, they took a bit more, they probably took an approach that is a bit too aggressive. They may have put a higher premium on opening up the economy rather than the health of the population. Other states that put the highest premium on health. From our side, from the epidemiology front, we would probably say the states that have been more prudent about opening up were making the right calls. But when we look at what we could have done differently, that's still to be determined. One of the things that we're going to be doing kind of in a post hoc analysis is looking at what point in time did each geography across the U.S. begin their social distancing policy, begin their school shutdowns. And what we're going to be able to do with that information is say, if this were to happen again, whether it be, you know, new strains of COVID or another disease, how could we have prevented what we are in right now? So verdict is yet to come out on that, but that's something we will be doing.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be really busy doing this because everybody's trying to figure it out. I saw in our Post-Gazette here in Pittsburgh this morning, Mike White writes about high school sports, says the WPIAL is going to allow visiting fans. They haven't been to games. They've allowed 10% of capacity inside gymnasiums for the games, and now they're going to allow, they're going to split that with visiting fans for the playoffs. So everybody's trying to figure this out, John, as you know. So very interesting. Great work. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
John Cordier, who is the CEO and co-founder of Epistemics, that's Epistemix.
That's really interesting.
Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.